What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take a look, shall we, some of the local stories here in the news in the Republic of Panama. The unions of journalists in Panama expressed on Wednesday at a press conference their rejection of a fine imposed on La Prensa by the Data Protection Directorate of the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI. This for publishing a photo of the deputy and president of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, Benicio Robinson. It is the second sanction that a media outlet has received from the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information. It has filled all of us with great concern, especially at the time when the country is facing elections, said Griselda Mello, president of the National College of Journalists, CONAP. The Panamanian press cannot be kidnapped, added Mello at a press conference, which was also attended by the president of the Forum of Journalists for Freedom of Expression and Information, Alejandra Arruz, and the president of Corporación La Prensa, S.A. Diego Quijano. Arruz said that this position is supported by the National Journalism Council, the Panamanian Broadcasting Association, and the Chiriqui Journalists Association. The three of them, together with the forum, signed a statement the day before in which they expressed their rejection of ANTAI's actions. La ANTAI imposed a $5,000 fine on La Prensa for publishing a photograph of Congressman Benicio Robinson in a journalistic note about his business with transportation and the quotas granted in concession by the Transit and Land Transportation Authority. All the information used in the report was provided by state entities to the journalist Mary Trinizet, invoking Law 6 of 2002 on transparency and access to public information. Quijano, for his part, recalled that there are already two fines imposed by ANTAI alleging violations of Law 81 of 2019 on the protection of personal data. The previous fine went to the digital site La Verdad de Panama, which published a marriage certificate that had been provided to the outlet by one of the spouses. Therefore, it's almost a jurisprudence on the part of ANTAI on how it will give interpretations in the future, he added. Quijano called on the presidential candidates and deputy candidates to make a statement if they are on the side of democracy and freedom of the press. Some have already spoken out, such as former President Martin Torrijos, José Blandón, Rómulo Rux, and Eduardo Quirós, among others. All have expressed their rejection of ANTAI's decision. After the sanction imposed on the Prensa by ANTAI was made known, this is for publishing a photograph of Deputy Benicio Robinson, this was in a journalistic note about his business with the transportation and the quotas granted by the Transit and Land Transportation Authority. The entity justified the measure, alleging that the newspaper did not prove the illicit use of the photographic material. The applied fine was established in clear precepts established in the laws that regulate the matter, said ANTAI in a statement released on Tuesday. It specifies that Corporación La Prensa S.A. filed an appeal for reconsideration to which the corresponding legal procedure will be printed. Robinson filed the complaint against La Prensa in March of 2022, alleging violations of Law 81 of 2019 on the protection of personal data. Meanwhile, the Presidency of the Republic supported ANTAI's position through a statement issued last night. The Presidency declared that it respects the autonomy of the state entities, and it was recalled that the fine applied by ANTAI was appealed and that they trust this process will be carried out without delay and without unnecessary pressure. The President of the Assembly and presidential candidate Crispiano Adames raised on Wednesday the revision of Law 81 of 2019 on the protection of personal data at a time when journalistic unions and organisations expressed their concern about that fine imposed on La Prensa. This was, of course, as we mentioned, for publishing a photograph of Deputy Benicio Robinson. Adames said that public figures must understand that they are subject to scrutiny or investigation per se. Particularly to me, that does not bother me for being a public figure that has an impact on the national reality, he added. The candidate of the Democratic Revolutionary Party considered that the data protection law should be reviewed in order to turn it into a categorical and specific norm to avoid being subject to interpretation. The Association of Free Consumers of Panama, the ACL, described as regrettable the approval in the first debate in the National Assembly of Bill 986, which establishes that digital transport platforms would be obliged to belong to a selective public transport provider. Raul Molina, president of the ACL, argued that such a proposal seeks to take the country back 30 years and the digital platform stop being a private service to turn it into a bad public service. Service, he said, that held users hostage until the digital platforms, which already operate in thousands of markets, arrived as a private and legal option to which all users have the right. He added that this law only has one beneficiary, the concessionaires that are the same ones that profit and have kidnapped the taxi service that has not been modernized and that now want to do the same with digital platforms, get involved to corrupt the system, fill their pockets without caring about the user. The digital platforms that work in Panama, such as Uber, have expressed their rejection of the project, which was approved on Tuesday, the 25th, by the Transportation and Communication Commission of the Assembly. The document must be discussed in the second and third debate now in a legislative plenary session. Guillermo Ferrufino, former Minister of Social Development, lost his last battle in the Supreme Court of Justice in a case related to corruption. The criminal chamber of the CSJ did not admit an appeal filed by the former official against the sentence of the 29th of July of last year, issued by the Superior Court of Liquidation, which confirmed a sentence of 48 months in prison because he received a Toyota truck for personal use from two companies that transferred $110,000 to you through a third party. The money was delivered as a donation in exchange for contracts with the state. The verdict also reached Angel Brennan and Tomas Arruglianacci, who were each sentenced to 36 months in prison. The decision of the court is consigned to Edict 111, established on Tuesday, the 25th of April. The rapporteur for the case was Judge Ariande Maribel Garcia. In the trial of this case, held on the 12th of January of 2022, the discharge anti-corruption prosecutor Olmedo Gomez requested the conviction of the three involved and gave details of how the minister supposedly received the vehicle in 2013. In the investigation by the prosecution, it was determined that Tomas Arruglianacci, owner of Security Safe Cajas Fuertes S.A., one of the two companies that, according to the investigations carried out by the first anti-corruption prosecutor, would have given Ferrufino the sum of $50,000 for the purchase of the car. Meanwhile, Angel Brennan appears as president of the Food Gel SA company, which would have issued a check for $60,000 also for the acquisition of the vehicle. Ferrufino also maintains another sentence of 6 years in prison for the crime of unjustified enrichment. This sentence was handed down in February of 2022, but it is not final since the former minister's defense filed an appeal before the criminal chamber of the court. Several environmental organizations have in their sights the draft law 220, through which hazardous waste is managed in the country, considering that it is harmful for Panama. The document was presented on the 21st of March by the representative of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Victor Castillo, and has to do with the import and export of hazardous waste for disposal in the country. According to the bill, Panama would behave as a hazardous material incineration zone, as long as some environmental and sanitary regulations are complied with. However, for organizations such as the Environmental Advocacy Center and the Alliance for Conservation and Development, the bill is risky because it would transform the country into a dump for hazardous material. Currently, Law 8 of the 7th of June of 1991 prohibits the importation of any form of toxic and polluting waste into the national territory, but with the new regulations, the importation of hazardous waste is allowed when it is carried out under conditions that do not endanger human health and the environment, when there are approved waste management facilities in the country, and when cross-border movements comply with the criteria agreed in the Bâle Convention. Despite all these precautions and warnings, what worries environmentalists is that if the country can't take care of the waste it generates, how will it be responsible for its generated in other nations, and much more if they are of a dangerous nature? The biologist from the Center of Environmental Advocacy, Isaias Ramos, argues that the Bill 220 is an attack against the country's public health and transforms Panama into a garbage dump for the world. I must admit, when I read that, I agree with that comment there. How can we take care of the world's hazardous waste when we can't even deal with Sarah Patagon? Anyway, that's it. That's what is ending up our look at the news for today. And it's all been compiled for you here on this morning's breakfast show.